Welcome to the deep dive. You know, we often have this almost nostalgic picture, right? Of a local business just thriving purely on word of mouth. Everyone in town knows their name.
Yeah, the go-to spot, trusted.
Exactly. They trust the work, pass recommendations around. It's a nice idea. But I wonder, for something as, well, critical as getting your roof fixed or replaced.
Pretty major homeowner decision.
Totally. How has that journey changed? Where do homeowners really start looking today?
That's the key question, isn't it? And it's where things get really interesting for businesses now. While sure, word of mouth still matters.
It always will, to some extent.
Right, but relying only on it, our research shows that's just not enough anymore. People are, well, they're grabbing their phones, they're going straight to Google.
Especially when it's urgent, I bet. Like a leak.
Precisely. Looking for immediate answers. So this shift, it means having a strong online presence isn't just, you know, a nice to have.
It's essential.
It's absolutely essential. It's the new front door for getting those calls, for booking those jobs.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Today, we're diving deep into the world of SEO specifically for roofing companies.
Yeah, a really crucial niche.
Our mission here is to pull out the most important takeaways, the real nuggets from our sources, to help you understand exactly how a roofing business can become that, you know, go-to expert online in their market. We'll explore why it's basically non-negotiable now, how it actually works behind the scenes.
That's in bold.
And the specific strategies that help roofers really dominate those local search results. So let's kick things off with the big why. Why is search engine optimization such a digital imperative for roofers in particular?
Right.
Our sources really highlight the competition. It's fierce, isn't it?
Oh, incredibly fierce. Think about a city like Austin, for example. You're not just competing with a few guys.
No.
No, our sources mentioned dozens of roofing contractors all fighting for the same homeowners.
Wow. Okay, so with that level of competition, what's maybe the biggest mistake a roofer makes that just puts them behind from the start?
That's a great point. The biggest mistake we see. It's assuming people already know who they are.
Relying on reputation alone.
Exactly. Or thinking a few posts on Facebook are going to do the trick. What the data shows is when a homeowner has a leak or storm damage.
They need help now.
Right now. No. They're not browsing casually. They type roof repair near me or something similar into Google. And they need a solution fast.
Okay.
So they are overwhelmingly more likely to call a company that shows up right there in that Google map pack.
That little map section at the top.
That's the one. Or, you know, one of the top organic listings on page one. It's about being found first.
And being trusted instantly.
And being trusted instantly, yeah. That initial visibility, it's often the difference between getting the call or, well, being invisible.
So for any local service business listening, that's huge. Capture those calls before the competition even sees them.
Absolutely critical. It's about getting that edge.
Okay, that makes total sense. So if relying on referrals isn't enough and being found first is key.
Yeah.
How does SEO actually do that? What are the core pillars?
Right. Let's get into the mechanics. Fundamentally, SEO works by carefully aligning your entire online presence, your website, your profiles, pretty much everything visible online. Yeah. Aligning it with how search engines like Google and how actual homeowners look for roofing services.
So speaking their language digitally.
Exactly. Speaking their language and building a structure that search engines can easily crawl, understand, and crucially trust. The first pillar, and it's foundational, is keyword optimization.
Okay.
And this isn't just, you know, stuffing roof repair everywhere. Our sources really emphasize getting specific. For roofers, it's about capturing the intent behind the search.
Intent, meaning like how urgently they need help.
Precisely. Think about phrases like emergency roof leak repair tonight, or maybe storm damage roofing estimate free.
Ah, much more specific than just roofer.
Way more specific. These often have less competition, but the people searching them, they're ready to hire. They convert much higher because they match that immediate high intent need. That's a real nugget for finding high value jobs. Building right on top of that is on-page SEO.
Okay, what's that involve?
This is all about how you structure your actual website, using the right headings, H1, H2, H3 tags to organize content logically.
Making it easy to read for people and search engines.
Exactly. Crafting good meta descriptions, those little snippets you see in search results to make people want to click. And really importantly, creating dedicated landing pages for each specific service.
So not just one services page?
Ideally, no. You'd want separate pages for, say, hail damage repair, flat roof installation, commercial roofing, metal roofing, right. Whatever you offer. Makes it super clear to Google and potential customers what you do.
But having a well-structured website, that's only part of it, isn't it? There's the stuff under the hood, the technical bits. That's technical SEO.
You got it. Technical SEO is, well, it's the foundation. It ensures the website actually works properly for search engines and users.
Like what specifically?
Key things are making sure the site loads fast. Nobody waits for a slow website, right?
Especially not with water dripping on their head.
Exactly. It absolutely has to be mobile friendly since so many searches happen on phones now.
Right.
And it needs to be free of errors like broken links or things that stop search engines from crawling and understanding all your content. Think of it as basic site hygiene, making sure Google's robots can get in and look around easily. Now, beyond the technical stuff and keywords, how do you actually connect with homeowners, maybe even before they have that emergency?
Building trust proactively.
Exactly. And that's where content marketing comes in. This is about creating genuinely useful, informative content that homeowners actually value.
Okay, like blog posts.
Blog posts are a great example. Our sources mention things like how to spot hail damage on your roof, or maybe more in-depth guides like roof replacement versus roof repair. Which do you need?
That sounds really helpful.
It is. Also, things like seasonal checklists, preparing your roof for Texas storm season, answering common questions in an FAQ like how long does a roof replacement take?
Okay.
Even showcasing your work through case studies of completed projects.
Right. That makes sense.
What's really powerful here is that this kind of content, it doesn't just attract organic traffic from searches.
It does more.
It builds tremendous trust. It positions the business as the authority, the expert they can rely on. You attract people who might not even realize they need a roofer yet.
That's smart. Thinking long term. Now, you mentioned case studies. What makes a good roofing case study? Is it just slapping up some before and after pictures?
Good question. A really effective one goes deeper. Our sources suggest you need to tell a bit of a story.
Okay.
Highlight the specific problem the homeowner had. Maybe it was complex storm damage or a tricky old roof. Then describe the solution your team provided, what made it unique, and absolutely crucial. Include a direct quote, a testimonial from the happy homeowner.
Social proof.
Exactly. High quality photos are still important, maybe even a short video clip. But adding that narrative, maybe even mentioning the crew, it personalizes it, builds a much stronger connection and trust than just pictures alone. And then two more pillars we need to touch on. One is absolutely critical for roofers, which we'll dig into more, local SEO.
Okay.
And finally, there's backlink building. This is about getting links to your website from other trusted, reputable websites.
Like votes of confidence.
That's a perfect way to put it. Getting links from, say, the local chamber of commerce, your material suppliers, maybe relevant industry associations.
Right.
These links tell Google that other established entities trust your business, which significantly boosts your own site's credibility and authority.
You mentioned local chambers, suppliers. Are there any maybe less obvious local backlink sources that roofers should look into? The main ones might be competitive?
That's a really sharp point. Yes, definitely. Our sources point to success beyond the usual suspects. Think about local community sponsorships.
Like sponsoring a Little League team.
Exactly. Or a school event page. Often they'll link back to sponsors. Also, collaborations with complementary, non-competing local businesses.
Such as?
Maybe home inspectors, real estate agents you work with, even landscapers sometimes. They might have a recommended partners page where they could link to you.
Okay, interesting.
Even local charities or nonprofits that your company supports financially or through volunteer work. Those links can be very powerful because they signal real community involvement, which search engines often see as highly relevant and trustworthy.
Okay, this is where things get really focused for businesses like roofers, right?
Yeah.
Because almost all roofing jobs are local.
Fundamentally local, yeah.
You're not trying to rank nationally. You need to be the top choice in your specific town or service area.
Precisely.
And that brings us right back to the Google Map Pack, that map listing at the top of local searches.
Prime real estate online.
You said it earlier, this is often where the calls come from first. It's where your business pops up when someone searches roofing near me or roof repair Austin.
Absolutely critical visibility.
So what are the specific tactics for dominating that local space? Our sources really zeroed in on this.
They did. And number one is fully optimizing your Google Business Profile, or GBP.
just having one isn't enough.
Definitely not. Mm. It needs to be meticulously filled out.
Yeah.
Accurate service areas, all the relevant roofing categories selected, correct business hours, phone number, website. Every detail Google asks for.
Okay.
But it's more than just setup. It involves actively uploading high quality photos of your actual work. Show off those finished roofs.
With quality.
Exactly. Yeah. And actively, consistently encouraging your happy customers to leave reviews, especially those 5-star ones.
Reviews are huge, aren't they?
Huge. They're pure gold for local search rankings and for building trust with prospects. And one more thing, regularly posting updates on your GBP.
Updates? Like social media?
Kinda, yeah. Sharing special offers, maybe quick roofing tips, company news, photos from recent jobs. It shows Google your profile is active and current. You pull all that together, the optimized profile, the photos, the reviews, the updates, and that's how a roofer can really start to dominate the local search results in their specific area. Now, building on that local focus, it's important we make a distinction. SEO is the foundation, right, for that organic growth.
Mm-hmm.
But a truly complete roofing company internet marketing strategy involves more. It's a broader approach to capture leads from multiple angles.
Okay, so SEO plus other things.
Exactly. Beyond organic SEO, a full strategy often includes Google Ads, which is PPC or pay-per-click.
Paid ads at the top of search results.
Right. They give you instant visibility for those really important high-intent keywords, even while your organic SEO is still building momentum.
Gets you leads faster sometimes.
It can, yes. Then there are local service ads, or LSAs. Have you seen those Google Guaranteed badges?
Oh, yeah, with the check mark. Those seem trustworthy.
They are. That Google Guarantee builds immediate trust, because Google itself is essentially vouching for your business. Very powerful for service companies. Then you've got social media marketing, not just for branding, but specifically showing off recent projects. Photos, maybe short videos or drone shots of completed roofs.
Again, building that credibility visually.
Precisely. And reputation management is key. Proactively asking for reviews, yes, but also managing them, responding to both positive and negative ones professionally across platforms like Google, Yelp, maybe Angie.
Like engaging with feedback.
And finally, email marketing. Staying in touch with past customers. Reminders for inspections, maybe seasonal maintenance tips, asking for referrals, keeps you top of mind.
Okay.
So when you combine all these PPC, LSAs, social proof, reputation management, email with that solid SEO foundation,
you get a much more robust system.
Exactly. You create this comprehensive online presence that drives consistent leads and growth from all directions. It's the full picture of digital marketing success for a roofer.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier, it's a competitive field. So
yeah.
Just doing your own thing probably isn't enough. You need to know what the competition is up to.
Oh, absolutely.
Our sources stressed competitive analysis. Knowing what rivals are doing online seems like a massive advantage. But okay, if I'm a busy roofing company owner, how do I actually do that? What are the practical steps?
Great practical question. It's not about guesswork. You need a structured approach. Our sources suggest starting by identifying your top 3 to 5 local competitors.
Okay.
Then use some SEO tools or work with an agency to see which keywords they are ranking for. Are they hitting terms you miss?
Finding keyword gaps.
Exactly. Then analyze their backlinks. Where are they getting links from? This can reveal opportunities for your own outreach.
Smart.
You also need to actually look at their website. How is it structured? What kind of service pages do they have? What content seems to be working well for them?
Learning from their structure and content.
Right. And check out their Google business profile. How many reviews do they have? How recent are they? Are they posting updates? This gives you a feel for their local activity and reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal here is to find gaps. Where are they weak? What content are they not covering that you could? For instance, maybe a competitor ranks for roof repair, but they don't have a really detailed page about TPO flat roofing solutions, and you specialize in that.
That's your opening.
That's your opening. It's about learning from their strengths and capitalizing on their weaknesses or oversights.
That's a really clear roadmap for getting an edge. Okay, so let's pull this all together. A roofer invests the time, the effort, maybe the money into SEO and this broader strategy. What does that ultimately mean for their business? What's the payoff, the bottom line?
The payoff, when done right and consistently, is significant. There are some really compelling long-term rewards.
Like what?
First, it basically creates 24/7 lead generation. Your website, your GBP, they're working for you all the time, capturing leads even when the office is closed.
That's huge.
Over time, SEO tends to deliver a much higher ROI compared to constantly paying for ads, because once you rank, those clicks are essentially free. the cost per lead generally goes down.
Okay, better return on investment.
It helps build true local authority. You become known as the go-to trusted roofer in your city or area.
The expert.
Exactly. Plus, it provides scalable growth. SEO results tend to compound over time. The stronger your online presence gets, the more leads it generates. Year after year, it fuels growth.
And what about mobile? So many people search on their phones.
Critical point. Good SEO ensures mobile-friendly visibility. You're capturing those leads from homeowners searching on the go, often, like we said, in an urgent situation right from their phone.
That covers a lot of ground. It really sounds like a comprehensive growth engine. But looking at all these pieces, keywords, technical content, local links, is there one aspect you see roofing companies consistently overlook, even if they think they're doing SEO?
That's an insightful question. One thing that often gets neglected, even by businesses trying to do the right thing, is the ongoing engagement with their Google Business Profile.
You mean beyond the initial setup?
Exactly. Many set it up, optimize it once, and then kind of forget about it.
Right.
But our sources really emphasize the impact of consistently posting those updates we talked about, photos of recent jobs, special offers, answering Q&As directly on the profile.
Why is that so important?
It sends strong signals to Google that your business is active, engaged, and relevant right now. It keeps your profile fresh. Think of it like a mini social feed directly tied to your local search ranking. It can significantly boost your visibility in that map pack over competitors who just set it and forget it.
Fascinating. Okay, so a couple of common questions always seem to come up with SEO. First, how long does this actually take? People want results yesterday.
Understandable. But SEO is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. Our sources generally suggest most roofers start seeing noticeable results, like increased calls or leads, within about 3 to 6 months.
Okay, so not instant, but not years either.
Right. But it depends heavily on factors like how competitive your local market is and how consistently you're working on it. It's not an overnight fix.
And the other big question, can a roofing company just do all this themselves? DIY SEO.
Well, some parts, yes. A business owner can definitely handle some basics. Things like creating good, informative content for the website or actively asking happy customers for reviews. That's certainly doable in-house.
Okay.
However, for achieving really significant long-term success, especially against tough competition, our sources generally lean towards partnering with a specialized SEO agency.
Why is that?
They bring expertise, specialized tools for research and tracking, data analysis skills, things most busy owners just don't have the time or background for.
Sure.
Think about advanced keyword research specific to roofing, technical website optimization, professional GBP management, effective link building strategies.
Right, the more complex stuff.
Exactly. An agency can often get better results faster and handle the ongoing work consistently. So just to sort of wrap that thought up, in today's market, having that strong online presence driven by good SEO and integrated digital marketing, it's really not optional anymore for a roofer who wants to grow.
It's fundamental.
It's absolutely fundamental. It's about building that trust consistently online, making sure you're found right when people need you most, and ultimately building a predictable, sustainable flow of business.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for everyone listening, especially if you run a local service business. Think about this. If your service is fundamentally local, how much business might you be missing right now simply because you're not visible where your potential customers are actually looking? What could it mean for your company to move beyond just relying on your existing network and instead become the clear, undeniable answer whenever someone searches for your service near me?
That's a powerful question to ponder. It really underscores the potential shift from hoping for business to actively attracting it by being visible and trusted at the exact moment of need. It's about becoming the definitive local expert online.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.